For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarik. 6 months after the city of Sedalia banned smoking in public places, the controversy of the ordinance has died down. Initially, bar and restaurant owners feared the new law would lead to less business and large revenue deficits. But, according to Clean Air Sedalia Chair Janine Sieving, air quality improved significantly just 3 months after the ordinance passed. In response to the concern for local bars and restaurants, Sieving says there was no hard proof that this ordinance was harming business.
If the bar owners had been able to prove that it had hurt their businesses, I think the city council maybe would have addressed it differently or looked at the situation. But because they were just making noise and there was not actually any, no businesses had closed or anything like that, nobody felt that really it was more just a pushback that they didn't like the situation.
MU student and Sedalia native Reed Swearingen says he's happy his hometown has finally put public health as a top concern, especially after his grandmother died of cancer.
I would hate to see somebody affected the way that my family was affected off someone who gets secondhand smoke involuntarily.
Sieving says Sedalia's choice to go smoke-free could be the tide that encourages legislators to consider a smoke-free Missouri.
Less than 25% of our people in Missouri smoke, and so if they stop and look at their constituents, probably 75% plus would like for our state to be smoke-free.
Council members say the ordinance is most likely here to stay. Four University of Missouri student-athletes have been suspended after being arrested for marijuana possession this weekend. KBIA's Phil Bergman reports.
Freshman basketball players Wes Clark and Shane Rector, along with football players Ariane Penton and Sean Rupert, were arrested late Saturday night on suspicion of possession of 35 grams or less of marijuana. Letisa Stroer is a spokesperson for the Columbia Police Department.
Around 11:32 p.m., an officer conducted a traffic stop in the area of 501 East Broadway, which is the Commerce Bank parking lot. When the officer went to approach the vehicle, there was a strong odor of marijuana coming from the vehicle.
The arrest comes days before the Tigers basketball team takes on Davidson in the first round of the National Invitation Tournament. Currently, Clark has been averaging 4.1 points and 2.1 assists in 20.4 minutes per game off the bench for Missouri, while Rector has been totaling 10 points and 3 assists in 22 games this season. In an email to KBIA, Athletic Department spokesperson Chad Muller said, "Per athletic policy, all the individuals were suspended indefinitely upon learning about the incident, and their status with their respective teams is to be determined pending an internal review." Phil Bergman, KBIA News.
Tensions ran high between Columbia residents, city staff, and council members at the Columbia City Council meeting last night. The meeting served as a forum for public comment on three hotly contested housing development proposals. Collegiate Housing Partners is proposing a student housing development on the south side of Conley Avenue between 4th and 5th Street. Opus Development Company wants to build on the north side of Locust Street between 7th and 8th Street. American Campus Communities is proposing a complex on the corner of Providence and Turner. Each proposal was met with doubts over infrastructure issues in the city. The public voiced concerns over sewer, water, electric, parking, and transit. Private murmurs turned into audible comments, leading Mayor Bob McDavid to call a recess and sternly warn against any interrupting. The crowd became visibly irritated with the city acting as promoters of developments rather than as voices for the city. Columbia resident Alice Turner says the city needs to look at the proposal and listen to the public before voting.
You got to tell us what's going on. People don't know what's going on. And these quickie meetings and making decisions on three huge developments in a week's time process, when normally that would take a month, doesn't sit well with us.
A third public hearing will be held Wednesday at noon. Many residents disagreed with the meeting time, saying they can't attend because it is in the middle of the workday. The city did not respond to the concerns. After multiple attempts to preserve Columbia's iconic brick roads, both the Historic Preservation Commission and the Disabilities Commission have come to a compromise on a plan for these historic streets. In last night's City Council meeting, a revised plan was presented that includes principles to protect both covered and exposed brick pavement in parts of downtown, areas of Mizzou, and East Campus. The plan also includes repairs, maintenance, and restoration of covered brick streets within the same areas. But the biggest amendment to the plan involves a wording change regarding funding of brick-related projects. Previously, the proposal had read that funding shall be allocated during each budget cycle. After multiple discussions between the Historic Preservation Commission and the Disabilities Commission, the plan was revised to say that funding may be allocated and only after a successful demonstration project is presented. The Disability Commission has stated concern about the brick road ordinance since it was first brought forward last year because of accessibility problems on these roads. Shirley Price is a member of the commission. She says the brick roads do not allow proper access transportation throughout the city.
The Disabilities Commission doesn't want anything more for people with disabilities. We want equal, and we'd like equal access. And the brick streets right now do not provide equal access.
But Price says she believes the wording change in the new plan allows for her voice to be heard in the city's discussion of brick road improvements.
We'll be doing a demonstration project, basically, to start with, whereas we look at the bricks that will be replaced to fix the currently uncovered brick streets that we have in downtown. See how they hold up before anything moves forward to uncover any more streets or to build more brick streets.
Council members and the members of the Disabilities Commission thanked each other for their contributions in reaching an agreement. The Disabilities Commission plans to make a presentation on accessibility and Columbia's brick streets in the future. For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek.